The Great One, Mark Levin, tonight at 7.
Now back to Mike Casper and Chris Walton. This is Casper and Chris, live and local on News Talk KBOI.
He's Chris Walton. I'm Mike Casper in the studio with us. Kenny County Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. We're talking about an article that came out in the Idaho Press Tribune a little bit earlier this week. A question I wanted to ask: in November of 2021, Sheriff Kieran Donahue wrote an op-ed in the Idaho Statesman saying that he was not informed about plans by Van Beek and Smith, Kerry Smith, and the other Kenny County Commissioner, to create a new urban renewal district to fund a new county jail. Did you guys try to form a new urban renewal district to fund the new jail?
Again, Mike, thank you for the question. Those comments, this is really poor journalism. It's not true. You can't use urban renewal to fund a jail, number one. Number two, when then Commissioner Tom Dale was in office, the city of Caldwell was staged to run an urban renewal project. That got deep sixed at the 11th hour. There were some backdoor deals that happened on that were not flattering. But by title, under Idaho statute, Title 50, Chapter 20, it outlines urban renewal and who can legally contract to enter into those agreements. It's the Board of County Commissioners. The sheriff has a job. It doesn't include urban renewal. He knew at the time that they deep-sixed that successfully that the city of Caldwell would try again. It's Smead Parkway and Indian Creek Plaza that was the finished project. They're going again now in their north urban renewal, and they're going to create something else that will generate millions of dollars in commercial and industrial development and provide jobs for people. So he knew, he absolutely knew. This is a dramatic statement, again, made. And I want to say this, Mike. We've got a person that has a man-up crusade that pushes back verbally against, on one side, having abusive kinds of things. But on the other hand, one of the most abusive verbally people, I've been attacked more times in a way that I think that those two things should not coexist.
Got just a couple minutes left. I wanted to get to this question, too. June 8th this year, shortly after the city of Middleton declared a building moratorium, Canyon County prosecuting attorney Brian Taylor said the city's mayor had acted on erroneous information provided to him by you in particular, quoting here, said he proposed that elected officials start regularly keeping track of questions that arise from Van Beek's action. You were included on that email. Your response?
My response is this. A citizen invited me to attend that Middleton City Council meeting, and in there, Steve Rule made a statement that the board had failed and that somebody had jammed that up legally. It wasn't me. In fact, it was Commissioner Kerry Smith that said legal has that document and they're not moving it forward. I provided public testimony, and I made a commitment to the Middleton City leaders that we would get that through. It was the impact fees. Your wife understands how important those are, being in real estate. I went back and I coordinated with our planning and zoning, with the city of Middleton and the Board of County Commissioners. I did not have a quorum to help me do that. I put that together. It's not that it has to be about me or I have to take credit. I'm saying we need to prioritize and work together as a board. I got that done. I can't put a handle on that because I don't own it. That wasn't me. And as a prosecutor, the facts better be accurate. And in this case, they certainly are not.
All right. Well, it looks like at the very least, coming up here in November, you're going to have two new people after the end of this year to start working with, because
yes,
the two other commissioners did not win their primary. You're not up for an election this year. Here's to hoping that you have a little bit better working relationship with the new whoever they be, incoming working commissioners.
Yes.
Going forward. And there's a little less, I guess, tension.
Well,
in Canyon County, maybe.
And you know what? That's a posture. When I came into this, the seat was already hot and on fire from Steve Rule. There was contention there. And it's going to be a great working partnership. These are good people that want good government, and I'm going to welcome them, and we're going to get it.
Leslie Van Beek, thanks for being with us, Canyon County Commissioner. Much appreciated. Hopefully next month, if you're the one that comes in, we'll get to talk about actual Canyon County business instead of an article in the newspaper.
Awesomeness. We'll be back to talking trash. Okay, thank you very much.
Much appreciated. KBOI News Time is 857 208 336 3700. Pound 670 on your Verizon wireless. Phone lines are open. You can also email Chris at KBOI.com.